And this happens on Sundays at 12 p.m. We have courses by Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick, Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick, Sheikh Abdul Hamid, and Sheikh Musli Khan. We also have a number of Arabic language courses by Sister Rona. And we have a special Tajweed course by one of our Qaris, Salim Jahidar. So those of you who are interested in learning and leveling up your recitation of the Quran, please don't be shy, but register in this course and come, even if you're not perfect in the recitation of the Quran. He will assist you, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. I think we do have the bag, so I'm going to ask our volunteers to go through the lines, and please donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. We are also preparing for Islamic History Month in October, so stay tuned for some details of some really good programs in October, inshallah, for Islamic History Month, headed by Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. And please connect with us, keep connecting with Facebook, sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and check our website very often. Prayer times usually change quite a lot at this time of the year, so please stay tuned to the change in the prayer times. Jazakumullah khair. Our khatib today is Sheikh Ahmed Kuti.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون أحمده جل وعلا على نعمه العظيمة وآلائه الجسيمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الواحد الأحد والفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه. اللهم صل عليه صلاة دائمة إلى يوم الدين، وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. أما بعد، عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله. اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون. يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: واتقوني يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى أيضا: قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. صدق الله وصدق رسول الله ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. Brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I praise Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the all-compassionate, the all-merciful. May Allah inspire each and every one of us to begin our days as we wake up to thank Allah for the gift of life, for the gift of health, for the gift of family, and for the gift of guidance to the way of truth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to utilize each and every blessing that He has bestowed on us, to come closer and closer to Him so that we join the august company of those who are blessed by the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about whom Allah said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they will join the august company of the messengers, the prophets, the martyrs and the saints, and the righteous people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. They are the best company to join. So may Allah honor me and you to join the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the messengers of Allah and the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah and the righteous people. Before I begin, I advise myself and each and every one of you to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we begin our days. Examine our intentions, our words, our thoughts, our actions, and our mannerisms, so that we can turn the entire day into a grand act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the messenger of mercy's life. Before I go into the topic I have is befitting the month of Rabiul Awwal. This is the month the conscience of the Ummah chooses this month to think of the Messenger of Mercy, to praise him, to sing the praise of Rasulullah, and to send the salutations and peace, salawat, on the Habib Rabbil Alameen, the beloved of Ar-Rahman. Sallu ala al-Habib, they say, invoke the peace and blessings and salutations on the Messenger, the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today, I want to talk about how to express the love of Allah and how do we do so. Bain al-ghuluwi wal-jafa, the love of Rasulullah between the two extremes. The extreme veneration bordering on shirk, and the dryness, lack of emotion, lack of expression of that love, everything bid'ah. You can talk about the anniversary of the stage of so-and-so, the institution of so-and-so, but don't ever dedicate Rabiul Awal to praise the Messenger of Allah, to celebrate, to commemorate. I'm not talking about the kind of celebrations that borders on bid'ah and shirk. So the question I want to address is, how do we express our love for the Messenger of Mercy in a manner that is sanctioned by Allah and His Messenger, in a manner that the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, who loved the Messenger of Mercy more than anybody else, the Sahaba and the first three generations of Islam. That's my topic. But before going there, I would like to remind each and every one of us, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. If you don't care for the suffering of fellow Muslims or even fellow human beings, you don't belong to the family of humankind. فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. It's not one of them. So we grieve for the suffering of our brothers in Gaza, Palestine, in each and every part of the world. I don't want to mention each country. Wherever there is oppression, persecution, and denial of rights, deprival, displacement, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring mercy, bring them relief. May Allah give our brothers in Gaza and Palestine freedom, victory over the oppressors, the Zionist oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn the tables against them. Allahumma ja'al tadmirahum fi tadbirihim. Ya Allah, turn their plans against them. And He has the power over all things. And secondly, I want to invoke the mercy of Allah on behalf of everyone who is suffering from pain, ill health, sickness, those who are challenged, those who are in the hospital, on the machine. One of our best brothers who has been very active in this community, I'm not in the habit of mentioning names on the member, but I remember him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease his pain and suffering. Allahumma shfihi shifa'an tamman la yughadiru saqama. Now coming back to the topic, nobody loved the Messenger of Mercy like the best companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? The answer is given by Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, who is known as the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is to continue to praise and sing the praise of Rasulullah on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after he passed away. And yet, we don't want to do that. Doing that bid'ah. The Sahaba used to do that. Hassan ibn Thabit, after the death of Rasulullah, used to sit on the minbar of Rasulullah and used to sing the praise of Rasulullah. Why? وَمَا فَقَدَ الْمَعْلُونَ مِثْلَ مُحَمَّدِي وَلَا مِثْلُهُ حَتَّى الْقِيَامَةِ يُفْقَدُ. The world has never lost someone like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I am pretty sure, no one like ever be missed until the end of times. And of course, وَلَا إِسَا هَوَائِي نَازِيَنَّنْ ثَنَائِهِ. I will continue to praise the Messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because by doing that, I'm hoping to join the company's company, Jannatul Firdaus. Another poet of Rasulullah. Of course, the story of Hassan ibn Thabit. Hassan ibn Thabit, the Prophet prayed for him, Allahumma ayyiduhu bi ruhi al-Qudus. Ya Allah, support him with the Holy Spirit when he defends Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and defends Islam. How did he turn from an enemy to the friend, to the devoted companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is a man who lived 60 years in Jahiliyyah and 60 years in Islam. This is a person who lived 60 years in Jahiliyyah prior to Islam, singing praise of the kings and monarchs, because he was the best, you know, poetry was the best medium at that time. A poet can raise a nation or bring them down through his poem. So he was a media man, the best medium at the time. And he lived 60 years in Islam. And the mushrikeen tried every little thing to fight Islam and the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Messenger of Allah immigrated to Medina, they sent a big gift to Hassan, big promise of award, go and make a poem vilifying the Messenger of Allah, assassinating, character assassination. So that the media is turned against him. The people turned against him. So Hassan said, let me go and see the man first. I don't want just to do that because you gave me money. He went and he sat on a hill to observe Rasulullah's coming and going, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Messenger of Allah passed by and he looked up and down. Just one look, up and down. He went back to the mushrikeen and said, I don't need your money at all, because I cannot. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Why? Abdullah ibn Rawaha answers it. وَلَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ مُبَيِّنَةٌ كَانَتْ بَدِيهَتُهُ تَوْتِيكَ بِالْخَبَرِ. If there were no miracles supporting Rasulullah, there were many. كَانَتْ بَدِيهَتُهُ تَوْتِيكَ بِالْخَبَرِ. It's enough for you to look carefully at this man, observe him. That observation will lead you that he is indeed the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is confirmed by another great rabbi, the chief rabbi of Yahud in Medina, Abdullah ibn Salam. His name was different before converting to Islam, and the Prophet called him Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Salam. When the Messenger of Allah came to Medina, he wanted to see him for himself to make a judgment, because Yahud were waiting for the Messenger, but of course many of them rejected, and some of them, good ones, embraced, and they fought the sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And chief among them was Abdullah ibn Salam, the chief rabbi of Medina. So he comes. He hears the first speech, sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. And he's the one who reports that. Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wa atayimu ta'am, wa sallu wa nasu niyam, tadukhulu jannata bis salam. O people, O mankind. Many of them were not Muslims at that time in Medina. Afshu salam, spread the greeting of peace. وَأَطَعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed the poor. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ, and foster the ties of kinship. وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, and pray while people are asleep. تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ, you can enter Jannah easily. And you know what did Abdullah ibn Salam say? This was the first time I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as I looked and observed him, I said, this is not the face of a liar. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Not only that, he said, Ya Rasulullah, call the Yahud. Ask them, who am I? What is my position with them? Of course, they said, he is the best among us, the son of the best. They praised him. So, Yahud, this is the messenger we have been waiting, and he is here. They said, no, you are the worst among us. and they falsified the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers and sisters, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. All of us, every Muslim, would love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. No one can be a believer until I, the Messenger of Allah, saying on behalf of Allah, Allah told him to say that, until I become dearer to him than his parents, than his children, and all of mankind. Why? Ahibbullah, love of Allah, love Allah because He is showering His mercies upon you, and love me because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wants you to love me. The love of Rasulullah is because we love Allah. This is a distinction we have to make. Why we love the Messenger of Allah? Not above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because we love Allah and Allah warned us. Allah ordered us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, يُحِبُّكُمْ اللَّهَ. So, we have beautiful, the time of khutbah is so short, and I cannot control myself because I love the Messenger of Mercy. You love the Messenger of Mercy? Do one thing. Can you do salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100 times a day? If you can, do that. Otherwise, at least 10 times a day. Sallu ala al-Habib. Invoke the salawat on the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, orders us to make salawat on Him. This is the first thing. 100 times good. And you can do that if you go for walking and make lots of zikr. 10 times la ilaha illallah until the end. 10 times at least. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. When waiting for the bus, don't think idle thoughts. Let your thoughts be turned into grand act of remembrance. Let your walking be an act of ibadah. Let everything, you're sitting, you're driving, is a beautiful thing. I have practiced this. That's why I'm saying this. While you are on the, you know, on the stereo, make zikr. Make zikr. Allah said, very drastic. Somebody ran red light on me. My car completely smashed. Completely smashed. Started fire. But alhamdulillah, I was pulled out safe and sound. Why? I was in an act of zikr. Die in an act of zikr. You will be raised up in an act of zikr. Die continuously salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You would be raised up as a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al maru ma man abba. A person joined the company of his beloved. This is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we should avoid venerating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تطروني كما طرت النصارى عيسى بن مريم إنما أنا عبد الله ورسوله. Do not venerate me excessively as the Christians venerated Jesus, son of Maryam. I am only a servant and messenger of Allah. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. Say, I am a mortal like you. Understand, a mortal like you, a human being like you. Yet how could somebody invent the fabrication that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is created from the light? The first thing created was the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First thing, the noor of Rasulullah. The first thing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, na'udhu billah, he is Arab without ayn, so he is Rabb. What happened here? You are going to follow, imitate the people of the book. Inch by inch, yard by yard, inch by inch. If they were to enter a lizard's hole, you will try to enter it. So what happened here is, Christians say the world was created, Logos, and the Logos, the Word, was Jesus. So he's Jesus is the first creation. We want to copy them and say, no, first thing created is the Noor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These pure fabrications. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this fitna. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, the Sahaba of Rasulullah loved no one as they did Rasulullah, love Rasulullah. Never ever. Never ever. Anas ibn Malik, who stayed 10 years from the age 10 until 21 in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had so much love for Rasulullah. He says, the best day in the life of the Sahaba was the day Rasulullah entered Medina. And the worst day in the life of the Sahaba was the day Rasulullah died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because a dark cloud moved over the horizon, over the skies of Medina. And he said, no one among us loved anyone more than we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, they would never stand up when they came, they visited. Why? Because he told them, don't stand up in veneration for me like the people raise up, stand up for their kings. But here is the now extremism. When you make salat, stand up for ta'zim. Innovation, bid'ah. One after the other, we invented this kind of things. And Imam Nawawi, commenting on this, says, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want this one after the other fitna of shirk creeping into the hearts and minds of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we love Rasulullah? As for the everyone has a different responsibility. All of us an ummah, it has a responsibility of discharging and disseminating the message that we know. If you know one hadith, pass it on. This is responsibility on the shoulder of everyone. Pass on what you know surely of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And secondly, leaders have a grave responsibility. Today, Islamophobia, using the state of the Muslim Ummah to preach against Islam and Muslims. Why? No justice in the Muslim countries. Exploitation of the resources, wastage of food, you name it, everything is there. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. I heard the other day, the so-called Brunei king, 1,700 rooms and 1,700 postcards. This is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They claim to be, and of course, and all of this supported by the corrupt ulama, saying it is okay for them to indulge. And of course, so umara have to lead by setting example for justice. Justice and brotherhood, equality, freedom for everyone, dignity, freedom of expression, freedom to criticize. Yes. This is the, because Umar ibn Khattab said, this ummah will go down when the people are afraid to speak, criticize their leaders. And the leaders and rulers are not welcoming criticism. That will be the end of the Muslim ummah. Who said that? Umar ibn Khattab. So that has happened. As for the ulama, I was a student in Medina. We were taught the alim should not be indulging in luxury, buying postcards and things like that. He should go by what is sufficient, kafaf. But the same place now, the alim is preaching. And I know at that time, Sheikh ibn Baz, he refused to take the new car. King Faisal had gifted him. He said, my old car is enough for me. But the same place now, they are supporting, it's okay for the imam to drive the Porsche cars and live in a mansion gifted by the king. Astaghfirullah. Everything upside down. And when it comes to ulama, instead of standing up, they are cozying up to the king. The Sufi sheikh used to say, it's the best statement I heard. If your name is entered in the register of these monarchs and kings, your name will be deleted from the register of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because your afdalul jihadi kalimatu haqqin inda sultan al-jair, the supreme form of jihad is to speak the truth to the power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring to our heart, and of course ordinary Muslim, ordinary father, mother, husband, have example from Rasulullah. You can turn your household into a place of peace and light, shining the mercy of Islam in the way you treat your wife, in the way you treat your mother and father, in the way you treat your grandchildren, in the way how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Aisha came to as a young girl. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, she became one of the greatest leaders and teachers of Islam. More than 200 scholars graduated from the University of Aisha radhiyallahu anha. Sallu ala al-habib, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana ila deen al-islam wa ma kunna linahtadiya laula an hadana Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us make dua for everyone who has passed away. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. Let us also pray for the sick and suffering. اللهم يا رب الناس أذهب الباس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا حرمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان في غزة وفلسطين. اللهم اجعل تدمير أعدائهم في تدبيرهم. اللهم اجعل جندهم جندا عليهم. اللهم سجنهم سجنا عليهم. أرنا فيهم مجايب قدرتك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا عزيز يا جبار يا متكبر. أقم الصلاة.
Ridwan or Salim?
I'll lead it, inshallah.
Yeah, Qari, Ridwan or Salim, please come forward. Or Ibrahim.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
So الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين.